Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Tobin and Leroy Show. It is 12, the 12 o'clock hour here on the program. We're going to keep things going as we have been. Tobin out, Fig out, Vlad, Leroy, Frog Boy in. I'll be hosting all week while we wait for the return of our show pony. Let's go ahead and get to some headlines. These headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia. You always pay less with your Pricito at Doral Kia. Visit them at Doral Kia or at DoralKia.com. Headlines here. Your Miami Marlins. They're looking to keep it going, baby. Another 7-3 victory. That's two in a row. And they're back at it actually in an hour.
Is it afternoon?
Yeah.
Getaway day.
Nice. But isn't that weird? Because they're in Washington. It's a 105 game.
Mm-hmm.
So in Washington, what? It's like
105.
No way.
It's Washington, D.C. He's thinking Seattle minus one.
Oh, that's my crazy. Goodness.
But, no, yeah.
Vlad, you got control of it.
Minus one.
Common mistake there. I was like, for a second, I was like, are they playing at 10 o'clock? What time do they play football at? I don't know. It's just too early for me.
So East Coast games that start at 1 start at 10 on the West Coast.
That's what I'm saying. That's way too early.
Hold on. All West Coast games usually start at 1 unless you have a Sunday night or Monday night game. Then it starts at like 5.
Unless they want to be special and they want like a 3:35 game, like they want a 12:30 game in the West Coast.
No, they won't do that.
Yeah, they have.
No, they have. Not football.
No, I'm not. I'm talking about baseball, not football.
No, I'm talking about football.
Football.
I'm talking about football. Football. West Coast games always start at 1 unless it's a nighttime game.
Yeah.
Or a Monday night game. Yeah. Shout out to the NBA Finals for doing it right, though, and starting a basketball game at a correct time of 8:30 p.m. tonight.
That's because it's East Coast.
Well, thank God, because
it's also.
Oh, no, it's at San Antonio, right. Actually.
What time did that
start at 7:40 there?
That's great. That's great, though. Super Bowl starting at like 4 p.m. I hated that. That was stupid.
Why?
Because I don't want to watch it early. I'm here. It's a party. It's an event. You know, imagine a concert that started at 4 p.m.
The reason why I think there's one or two things should happen for the Super Bowl. Monday should either be a holiday.
Yeah.
Or the Super Bowl should start earlier.
Earlier,
I like the fact that the Super Bowl started at 4 because it's not going to get over.
It didn't start at
4.
It starts at 6.
Not like 4.
Six.
It starts at 6:18.
I wish it would start a couple hours earlier.
That's too early, bro.
No, it's not.
I gotta get up.
Dude, let me tell you something. For the last I don't know how many years, Tobin been coming over my house, and bringing you know kids or whatever. They go swimming or what have you. They got to leave at halftime.
Yeah.
Well, they're tired.
Huh?
They're probably tired from all the cooking and playing that they
do. No. He has to leave my house early.
Oh, and he has to drive
up. He got to get his kids home because they got school and everything.
Well, then, the next day should be a day off.
Right. I don't care. Look, for me, it's no big deal because I'm always at my house. Right? But people that come over that have kids, they always leave at like halftime going, I got to go, you know, we got to get up in the morning. So I don't know why the NFL hasn't figured that out yet. Like, let's make it enjoyable for everybody.
I don't know, man. I like the later start because it gives me more time to get ranch from CBS.
Dude, let me tell you something. Vlad,
It's the best ranch.
I told him to bring some ranch one time.
Yeah.
Now,
oh, he went to CVS, right? That's the famous CVS store.
Oh, you never. Yeah. Okay,
no, when you go to Walgreens, and there's a Publix like in the same strip mall down the down the way.
But it's real quick, though. You know, in and out at Walgreens. You know.
Can I just tell you, there's certain things that I'm not going into a drugstore to buy. Mm. Milk. Mm. I'm not going into there to buy.
Eggs.
Eggs. Or any like mayo, mustard, ketchup.
Nah, you're missing out. You can get condiments. Milk and eggs totally make sense. Why you wouldn't get that from Walgreens?
They had to have a born on date on that on branch.
I mean, it was a little bit of dust on it, but it's fine.
Disgusting.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
You guys act like you've never had an egg.
My whole party with bubble guts.
No. You guys have never had an egg from a gas station?
No.
No.
Oh, what are you? You're not even living then.
Except when I was younger, out of that jar. I don't even like pickled eggs.
All right, so you've had it. I had pickled one the other day, actually. Garbage. Had a two-pack. Let's get you a couple other headlines. We mentioned, actually, a couple days ago, talking about NFL news, that all these moves were made and we got sidetracked here. I didn't get to shout out my boy Drake. Drake London becomes the third highest paid receiver in the NFL.
Out of curiosity, yes. And I don't want to discredit anything he's done because he's their number one. But when I say name the top two highest paid.
Yes.
Do you consider him in that class?
I do not. How about I name these top five names that he's around?
Okay, go.
And you tell me which one of these names doesn't fit.
Right. You know? And look, sometimes it's our fault because we haven't, how much have we paid attention to Drake London?
I definitely have not. I'd say I know the same thing that you do, that he's their number one. But right. I haven't, you know.
Right. So you're getting paid for being a number one.
Let's see. We have Jackson Smith and Jigba, who is
just won the offensive player of the year, even though they put defensive player of the year on the trophy.
That's crazy. Highest paid wide receiver right now at $42 million
a year.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. Crazy. Okay.
Jamar Chase, second place with $40 million.
Yep.
Drake London, like we just mentioned, is third place with $35.25 million. And the two people right underneath him are Justin Jefferson and CeeDee Lamb.
Now.
Come on now.
Right. Who's number six?
I don't know. I'll definitely look up number six now. But if you just want a quick analysis of his production, more or less, he had some injury issues, so he sat out a couple games. He sat out five games, but he had 68 catches for 919 yards with seven touchdowns. And
that was last year.
Yeah.
What about before then?
24. He had 100 catches for 1,200 yards and nine touchdowns.
That sounds like a slot receiver.
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't had a great quarterback, I guess.
Yeah, but like that plays into it also, that, you know, maybe they're looking at it as, damn, if we get somebody to throw it to him, you know. But if I ask you, of those top five guys, right, who you want? Drake London's five.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And that's only because you only gave me choice of those five.
For sure. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah.
Let me find out what six is, because you're right. Because I could potentially find out six and be like, well, now he's seven based on.
Would you take him over AJ Brown? Would you take him over Devontae Adams?
Devontae Adams. Or honestly, or Devontae Smith.
Or Devontae Smith, right?
And you know what? AJ Brown, I think, is a better receiver, but I just think he's such a headache. that I don't even want to deal with.
I think the thing with AJ Brown is
Scary Terry in Washington. I'll take him over him as well.
Right. But here's the deal with AJ Brown. I'm gonna call it. He makes plays, and he catches the ball. But he's a guy who catches a lot of passes under stress, meaning that you very rarely see him where there's a lot of separation, and you just kind of have to throw it up to him. Right. So on film, it looks like you just taking a shot with him. But the reality of it is that when a quarterback sometimes looks that way, he looks covered. And guys like that would tell you, just throw me the ball. I've proven that I could catch those. But as a quarterback, you feel uncertain because you never see any real separation. And I think that's the crux of sometimes the issues between him and his quarterback. That's not taken away from how great he is. Dude can catch anything anytime you throw it. But as a quarterback, if you read the defense, you're just taking a leap of blind faith when you look that way. And there's been other receivers who were like that, right? But the receivers who have the most success are the guys that, say, for example, Randy Moss. If Randy Moss looked covered, throw it up. He ain't going to be covered much longer. Right? And you work. Same thing with Tyreek. If Tyreek is running even with somebody and you chuck it up, you know Tyreek going to leave him. I can't say that about A.J. Brown. And so it becomes more of a trust thing.
Who would you rather have, Jaylen Waddle or Drake London?
Drake London.
Well, now, with that being said, Tua has an opportunity with, you know, better running back.
We just assuming Tua going to be the starter?
Oh, yeah. Damn, just for health reasons, right? Is Penix even going to be healthy?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think.
But if you go those other four guys.
Yeah. And then there's other names, actually. Like, for example, Terry McLaurin.
McLaurin.
Sarah McLaughlin out of the Washington Commanders.
First of all,
we're not doing that.
He's just on his rookie contract.
No,
though,
he's
right?
not.
He got paid.
Terry's like 31. Yeah.
Oh, remember he held out last year.
Yeah, he got a raise.
He has the hands of an angel. I'm sorry, I'll take my minus one.
Minus one.
You can tell by the way this show is going. Keep your finger close, bro.
It's on. That button's ready to be pressed at every given moment now.
Maybe it was the note. Let me try again.
No, don't. No.
All right. Well, that's fair. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back on the program, we will determine whether or not we are rats off a ship. Next on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Time. Rats off a ship. Game 6.
Rats off a ship.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Tobin and Leroy Show. We are live with our favorite segment to play on a Wednesday. Rats off a ship. I will throw out some topics to you guys, and you will determine where your rats lie.
Marcos, rats off a ship.
Oh, already, huh?
On you.
I was waiting for the topic. I realized I was the topic. Rats off a ship.
Nah.
All right, number one on our board today, Leroy, I will start with you. The NBA Finals going seven games. You rats off a ship on that.
Yes, I am.
Ooh.
I either think whoever wins it will win it in six.
Oh, okay. Vlad, what do you think? Seven games or are you rats off a ship?
No, I'm rats off a ship.
Oh, you also don't think it'll go seven. Okay.
Rats off a ship.
Now I'm assuming you're thinking the Knicks will get it done. How many games are you gonna call it?
However it takes to get four wins out of seven.
Heard. Okay. So you're kind of like when people
I hate saying this is going seven because then you're assuming that your team's going to lose. Now, nobody goes in any game thinking their team's going to lose. Now, do you think your team can lose in the series? Obviously. But I'm not going to go and say seven because then you're expecting your team to lose. No.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's fair. All right.
But I definitely need to know when Scott Foster is refereeing games. Dr. Toboggan's The extender. If it's a 2-0 series lead, Scott Foster's playing refereeing game. He's refereeing game three.
Yeah, why are we calling Scott Foster the extender?
Because he extends series. He's the guy that the NBA calls and says, wink, wink, hey, we need this series to continue. It looks like one team is getting the best of the other team. We got some commercials that need to be played. Is necessary. That's why they got that if necessary. That if necessary is necessary for them to pay.
Wait, you say if necessary should probably be just Scott Foster.
Necessary.
No, it should be Scott. It should say Scott Foster refereeing because we got some commercials we need to pay.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like we got some commercials that need to be paid. If necessary, it's got to be necessitated. So therefore, Scott Foster will referee the game.
Now, Scott, watch Draymond's legs. Make sure you watch his legs. And you call him out if you need to.
But in Scott Foster's fairness, if you didn't do the job with 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter,
That's not his problem.
It's not his problem no more. Now he's calling. He's going to ref the game fairly. He gives you 42 minutes to do whatever you want. So basically, you have a big lead, so then they can just say, "All right, this game is over." If you had a big lead and you lose it, he gonna look at you like, I did my best. That's it. My hands is washed. It's clean.
All right. Number two here on our list. Leroy, are you rats off a ship on the Heat actually landing Giannis before the draft?
I'm not rats off a ship for this reason. Ooh. I don't ever know all of the conversations going on between these teams. All we hear is what people are saying, right? And so I'm not going to just discredit that because there are people that have more insight and more knowledge of the situation than I do, which means I can't just dismiss it. Now, if Tobin was asking the same question, I would probably say rats off a ship because you know how he would ask the question.
Dude.
Yeah. Dude. Right. So because you presented the question the way you have, I'm not going to discredit the information that has been out there by people who are reputable. Right. So I'm not rats off a ship.
Beyond yesterday, the first time I reported this, Scoop B was the guy who I was quoting.
No.
weren't a fan of that one?
isn't that, what's his name's go-to guy?
Scoop B's a guy. He's a guy, dude.
No, Scoop B's, isn't Scoop B who Tobin refers to?
No.
All the time?
No, he has another guy. He has
NBA
another guy.
NBA Central.
Yeah, there's another guy. I know exactly who you're talking about too, and it's constantly like Tobin. You don't like. Why are you? I keep saying the name too, but Dade South's name keeps coming to my damn brain. Anyway, Vlad, are you rats off a ship on the Heat being able to acquire Giannis before the NBA draft?
Yeah, I'm rats off a ship on that. I think because like I said earlier in the show, the context of losing. Nobody had, I've been saying this for before the season began, and everybody, you know, scoffed at me when
well,
I said
it.
Well,
more teams would be interested based on how their season ends but based with on, more assets with, than the Heat.
And that's what I always said. So that's why I was hoping for them to, if they were going to make the move, it would have been the trade deadline. Because I said, remember I said this, Leroy, they don't, if Giannis is not moved by the trade deadline, that opens the doors for teams who get eliminated in the postseason to make an offer for him. And what's happened ever since the postseason's happened? The postseason started. Nobody had Giannis with Boston. Now Giannis to Boston was became a thing. Nobody had Giannis to OKC except for one guy. Now everybody's starting to say, hey, you know, OKC should make a move for Giannis. Giannis and the Lakers always going to be rumored. So
Portland. Portland's in the mix.
Now there's Portland. All of a sudden, teams who weren't even involved are now involved. And if you look at them, they probably offer better packages, trade packages, than the Heat. But
because two of those teams have a whole lot more picks from when they trade the guys off. I mean, when you look at what OKC has, OKC still got first round picks from the SGA trade,
from the Paul George SGA trade.
The way,
they have all of that. They still have picks. A lot of teams have picks. And what's going to happen is,
here's the caveat to all of that. Vlad, you make all the sense in the world, and I never, you know, I didn't question it. I said, you know, yeah, this kind of how this goes. You know, the longer you wait, the more teams collectively try to get their stuff together to say, oh, we can get into this, right? Which is probably how the Heat lost Dame, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Because then all of a sudden, Milwaukee jumped in the mix, right? So all these teams, and there's more teams that are doing that, right? But the one thing that I would say is that the difference between the Dame situation and the Giannis situation is Giannis had more of a say-so. And I don't know if Giannis want to play in some of these places.
And that's the key. Dame had a say.
He said he wanted to go play for a winner.
He wanted, but he never specifically said who he wanted to play for. Giannis is the one that can specifically say, I want to play for this team, and you're going to have to make this happen.
Right.
So that's why he's being the hottest chick in the game, flirting with everybody.
But here's the other thing. You know what else scares me even more about what you're talking about, Vlad? Who's to say it won't be a Kawhi situation? Where they say, I don't care. We don't care if you only got you for a year.
And that's the beauty of, like you always say, that's the beauty of sports. Some teams might be willing to say, look, I know I'm only going to have you for these 9 months. I'm going to take my chance with you in these 9 months.
I want to win a chip.
I want to win a chip.
Toronto did it. They won the chip. They didn't even care. Look, they offered him the max. He left. We got our chip.
And he's still considered a legend.
Right.
And even though he left, they were like, you know what? You did what you came to do.
I tell you what.
That was
it. That shot that bounced off the rim 17 times and went in.
Killed one franchise. And killed
that
one franchise.
That thing bounced up in the air, and all of North America was like.
Oh, no. Nobody was doing anything that Sunday night. That game was the only thing to watch, and it was a good game, and it destroyed Joel Embiid. We got the memes with the crying and, you know, crying to his girl in the locker room.
Yep.
And Kawhi. Yeah.
Windshield wipers.
So, yeah.
So, that's more than anything, Vlad. When he says, I'm only going to sign an extension with, you know, the Miami Heat.
That's basically like, saying, hey, you better trade me to Miami. I've been a loyal employee for 12 seasons. I've given you a championship. I've given you relevancy.
Right.
It's only right.
You know what scares me about
this? By me.
And if you know what scares me about this?
What's that?
He hasn't made a stink. He tried to.
He made a stink.
Certain situations in life, Vlad.
He just didn't go full stink.
You got to go full stink.
You can't listen.
Because look.
Robert Downey Jr. Was
like,
right.
Everybody that's made a stink, the new team loved him so much that it didn't matter that the other team
you
didn't.
You got to go full. You can't go half. You got to go right. full.
He want to look good in a bad situation.
He doesn't.
And that I think that's going to be the thing that hurts the Heat.
You mentioned this earlier when we were talking about Wemby. He wasn't born here. So those right. guys that aren't born here, they see how these guys are treated here by the media. And they don't want no part of that. They don't want no stain. Nobody wants scars and stains on right. their jacket.
Right.
But you might have to get some scars, and there will be stains on your jacket.
Yeah, you're not like, what the doctor say? You're going to feel a little pinch.
You got to.
Right?
You got to go ahead
on and just take it and say, you know what? I don't get mad at athletes for doing this. This is what I want. I'm going to make a stink. I know that after this, I'm going to be happy. Like, I don't like the way Jimmy went about it, because don't call your teammates your friends and then just basically go out there and play like trash, right? That's the part I didn't like. But I'm okay with the fact that he said, I want out of here and I'm going to make a stink. Don't tell me you're going to go out and play and then don't play. Right. That's what I had a problem with. The fact that he didn't want to be here. That's fine. Still be a professional. But I think Jimmy thought this. I really do believe this. When he said, I'm going to go out and play, if he would have went and balled out, that they would have just ignored him and ignored his wishes. Right. And said, well, we got him till the end of the year. And he really wanted out. And if he knew if he would have went out and balled out, they wasn't going to ship him. So that's a bad spot to be in, too. That being said, I think sometimes in sports, especially in sports, your loyalties are not to the organization. Your loyalties are to your teammates. And when that loyalty is damaged, then I think I have a problem. And that's where I was with that.
All right, last one before we go to break here. Not sure if you guys saw, we had discussed who the cover athletes were, for the college football game yesterday, but Caleb Williams, the
college
deluxe
football
edition.
Or Madden?
Yesterday we discussed college football. Okay. Yesterday, we discussed Malachi Toney being on the cover of College Football 27, but now the cover of Madden 27 has come out. The deluxe edition has Caleb Williams, his painted nails, his Iceman gesture,
and the fake snow.
Fake snow.
None say Chicago like that snow.
Yeah,
but I would say this. Are we at that level with Caleb?
You tell me. Are you rats off a ship of him being a cover athlete?
No, I'm not. I'm not rats off a ship. I'm not rats off ship about him being a cover guy, right? I don't know how to feel about him yet, right? Because at that position, anytime a guy has a good stretch, we tend to crown him. And when we look at historically the guys who have had great careers, they've done it consistently. Right. So when you said I would like to see Matt Stafford, here's the problem.
I didn't say that.
Huh?
I didn't say that at all.
You just said it.
I had not said the word Matt Stafford. I think you read it in the comment section.
Nobody said
that. Oh, should have been Stafford. Oh, you read it. You said Stafford.
No, he said Caleb Williams. And then I said he also said college. We mentioned college football athletes yesterday, the other day. No Stafford was mentioned yet.
Vlad, go listen to it during the break.
Oh, no. Hey,
Vlad,
no way, dude.
I know I'm not losing my damn mind.
Oh, you are losing your mind.
No, Vlad, go listen to it during the break, and I want y'all to apologize to me.
I will listen to it in the break. We will come back.
Here's what I would say.
Yeah.
And here's how this works. Ain't nobody Matt Stafford's age is playing Madden. So they went with a young quarterback.
I don't don't know about that, Leroy. Dude. Leroy, I tell you right now, to this day.
It's an older person game now.
I tell you right now, McVay, Shanahan, is it O'Connell?
McDaniel.
Yeah, no, O'Connell from Minnesota.
O'Connell from Minnesota. Taylor in Cincinnati.
Right.
They all play. Grew up on Madden. They've been playing Madden. That's why they know each other's moves. They like, oh, I know what you're going to do. They all play Madden. I swear to you, they all play Madden. And that's why you see the very alikeness. Very, like, many teams are very similar.
Right. All right.
Look, Vlad, I need you to review that footage.
I will.
And tell me if I ever said Stafford. And we will return with more Tobin and Leroy right here on 104.3 WQAM for the college football game yesterday. But Caleb Williams.
College football edition. Or Madden?
Yesterday we discussed college football. Okay. Yesterday we discussed Malachi Toney being on the cover of College Football 27, but now the cover of Madden 27 has come out. The deluxe edition has Caleb Williams, his painted nails, his Iceman gesture.
And the fake snow.
Fake snow.
None said Chicago like that snow. Yeah, but I would say this. Are we at that level with Caleb?
You tell me, are you rats off a ship of him being a cover athlete?
No, I'm not. I'm not rats off a ship. I'm not rats off a ship about him being a cover guy, right? I don't know how to feel about him yet, right? Because at that position, anytime a guy has a good stretch, we tend to crown him. And when we look at historically the guys who have had great careers, they've done it consistently, right? So when you said I would like to see Matt Stafford, here's the problem.
I didn't say that.
Huh?
I didn't say that at all.
You just said it.
I had not said the word Matt Stafford. I think you read it in the comment section.
Nobody said
Matthew should have
Stafford.
Been Stafford. Oh, you read it. You said Stafford.
No, he Man. Said Caleb Williams.
You accused me.
He also said college. We mentioned college football athletes yesterday, the other day. No Stafford was mentioned yet.
No Stafford was mentioned.
Vlad, go listen to it during the break.
Oh, no. Hey,
Vlad,
listen.
Vlad, no way, dude. I know I'm not losing my damn mind.
Oh, you are losing your mind.
Vlad, go listen to it during the break, and I want y'all to apologize to me.
I will listen to it in the break. So, we will come back. We will come back.
Here's what I would say.
Look, man, what do you have to say for yourself, Leroy?
There was some chicanery going on there. There was some chicanery.
No way, dude.
I didn't even have Matthew Stafford in my mind.
You know why? You know why we know? Because you can tell you've read Stafford. It's like you start talking.
I didn't even have it on.
Nah, you read it, dude.
My thing was on private chat.
All right, then I must have sent with my brain a message because you just heard the footage. You just heard it. You heard the recordings. Never was Matthew Stafford, and it wasn't in your brain, apparently. Something's going on here, Leroy. A 1 + 1 ain't equaling 2.
I guess.
Al Macko says he's living rent-free in Leroy's.
-1.
He riddled mine. No, hey, this is.
I'm going to tell you like this. Y'all don't want no rent in my head.
No.
I got monkeys juggling knives up there. So
careful
what you pay for. Hey, y'all want to know I got the preseason schedule.
For the Dolphins?
Yes, I do. Yeah. Yes, preseason schedule has just been released. What do we got, Leroy?
August 14th at Washington, August 22nd at the Giants, and August 28th. Home with the Giants down here.
So they have two home games this preseason. They have August 22nd against the Giants at 4 p.m.
And Atlanta. Tua not going to play.
And that's what? They're
going to give him a
Friday
treatment.
Night.
Dude, you know how many preseason games I played my rookie year?
You said five or six?
Six.
Six preseason games?
So wait, you played 22 games? Because we played in the Hall games? Of Fame game.
Oh, okay, yeah.
The Hall of Fame game and five preseason games. Dude, and we used to practice like two-a-days. But you know what was crazy? We didn't have these injuries like this.
You know what we should do? We should play That's When, That's a Loss for preseason football.
No, dude.
All right. Okay.
I don't know just where you are, but I will find you.
Just thought I'd throw that out there.
I will find you.
Okay.
No, my man said he's going to put bodily harm to you.
Yeah.
Nope. He said, play with him. He will put harm to you if you play That's a Win, That's a Loss. That's funny, bro.
Just thought I'd throw that out there.
He's letting you know, don't throw anything out there.
All right, well, I do want to throw this out there. The summer of soccer is here. We're giving away a soccer swag bundle valued at $250 from Sinbad Sports, the Coral Ridge Mall in Fort Lauderdale. For your chance to win, text the word Jersey, Jersey, J-E-R-S-E-Y, to 20357. That's Jersey. To 20357. For more information, go to WQAM.com. This is a text contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. Tell you what about Jersey. I know this is talking about the clothing, but city of or state or whatever, Jersey, they make good pizza. Good pizza in New Jersey.
New York, what? Bro. It's not Jersey.
New York is better, for sure. But, like, people try to claim that, like, Chicago's deep dish. No, get out of here. That's not even pizza.
I got to tell you, this is no lie. If deep dish is not done right, then you just got extra bread.
Yeah.
And too much.
All right, we'll take a break, and when we come back, final hour of the Tobin and Leroy Show.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.